There was 20 feet of gravel, making the shaft 50 feet deep to bedrock. It pounded very good for 5 feet on bedrock. The dirt was pounding like a house afire, and I wanted to drive some tunnel, but the moss roof on the boiler house kept getting on fire. At first, I would shovel snow and put out the fire, but soon the snow melted down too far to reach the snow. This winter, it was so deep I could step on the roof of the boiler house without any problem. This is the second winter I've spent in the 8x10 tent. I was real happy because it looked like I had a good mine. I had to quit digging and start on the ditch to bring water for the sluicing to pay for the sluicing the pay from the bottom of the hole. The prospect turned out to be $1.10 a square foot by my calculations after sluicing the dump. I threw out all the meat for the wolves. They were denning down my Solo Creek. I only had a wild game. I closed the flap on the tent and went to Fairbanks. For the 2 weeks I lived in that tent, the bears never bothered it. I think they thought I was a bear, too. I got a job sinking a prospect hole on Lower Goldstream Creek for Paul Ip Lean. Ip was going to sue the FE company for causing environmental harm to the mining ground he had inherited from his uncle. Guy Rivers, who was just out of high school, was my windlass man. We sank the hole 60 feet deep on Lower Goldstream and found enough pay to make Ip's ground seem like it had value. It ended up that the FE company settled and Ip got enough money to attend Columbia University Journalism School. After that, the FE company blackballed me from their workforce. Ip always thought that sheepskin he got from the Columbia University owed him a living. He seemed to always have an awful time. After the Goldstream job, I went back to my cabin and dug the sluice water ditch and prepared to sluice the dump, which I did.